Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara at the bottom of Mem Aleph from Mem Beis quoted a Breisa. The Breisa says that a Yevama who had Chalitza, and then afterwards she wants to get remarried. So if the Chalitza was done within 3 months of the Misa of the first husband, so she has to wait till after 3 months to remarry. If the chalitza was done after 3 months, she does not have to wait any further, she could get married right away. In other words, the 3 months of Havchana is counted from the Misa Sabal and not from the time of the chalitza. And that the Gemara asks Akasha from that which Rav says, that when one gives a get, there also the din is that the Grusha has to wait 3 months. The 3 months is counted from the time of the Nesina Saget and not from the time of the Ksiva Saget, even though we know for sure that from the moment of the Ksiva, there definitely was no longer any Bia. The din would be that if there was a Bia, or even if he was Miyachid with her, the get would become possible, would be a get Yoshan. And still the din is that the 3 months is counted from the time of the Nesina, not from the time of the Ksiva. And here as well, the Gemara is bothered by, we should count the 3 months from the time of the Chalitza, not from the time of the Misa Sabal. On this, Rava answers, he says the Kal Vachomer, that if we're Matar and Isser Kares, meaning to say, that we're Matar the Yevama to do Yibam after 3 months of the Misa Sabal, we're not choshesh that she was a milberes from the first husband. If she would be a milberes, they would be over the Isra of Eishes Ach, if the child will eventually be born a Bar Kayama. And we see that we're not choshesh for this. So Kal Vachomer, if she wants to go marry someone else, where the only possible issue could be a lav of Yevama Lashuk, will definitely be Matar her to remarry after 3 months. Now the Shaka Vatai of the Gemara, it seems to be difficult to understand what exactly was the Gemara's Kasha and what is the Teretz. L'chair, the Gemara meant to ask in the Kasha, just like we find if one gives a get. So even though we know definitely from the moment of the Ksiva, there was no Bia, and therefore l'chair, the Din of Havchana should only require her to wait 3 months from the moment of the Ksiva, and still Rav says that she has to wait 3 months from the Nesina, so too the Din should be that a woman who had a Zika to the Yavam, even though it was not Mamish a marriage, but it was a Miktas Ishus, there also we should say the Din of Havchana, and she should have to wait an additional 3 months after the Chalitza was done, after this Zika was removed. Meaning to say that the Zika also should require 3 months of Havchana. And the truth is that Taisus in the top of the Amud is Mevur, that sometimes this Zika does require the Din of Havchana. Taisus says that if the woman did not have Chalitza, rather the Yavam died, there the Din would be that she does have to wait 3 months to remarry. The Lashon of Taisus is, Yoser Yavama Kreva Lebiya Me'arusa. Just like in Arusa, the din is that Gazrinon Otu Nesua. The Shita of the Tanakama in the Mishnah is that even though in Arusa did not have Bia, still we make a light plug, it's a Gzera Otu Nesua. Even in Arusa needs 3 months of Havchana. And Taisa says the same thing would be true, or even a Kolshkein, that a Yevama, which is Kreva Labia, she definitely should have the din of Havchana. And only a Chalutza, Taisa says there, the Chalitza is Muchachas Sheloi Bo'aleo. If the Yavam does Chalitza, then it's clear to everyone that he was not Ba'aleo, that he's choosing Chalitza and not Yibam. There the din is that she does not need Havchana. But if he died before he did either Yibam or Chalitza, then the Yavama would have to wait 3 months before she remarries. This is Taisus's Chiddush, and we see that there is a Nidain of Havchana even by a Zika. And the Chayr, this was the Havmin of the Gemara, that according to Rav, just like Rav says that we do not count the 3 months from the Ksiva Saget, even though we know for sure she did not have a Bia from that moment, here as well, a Zikuka, also we should not count 3 months till after the Chalitza, even though we know that there was no Bia, but together loy plug, the Zika is like a Miktas Ishus, and we should require to count 3 months of Havchana from when this Zika is over. Now we'll just mention Derech Agav, this Din of Taisus is brought Lahalocha in Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer, Simen Kuf, Samach Dalid, Sif Aleph, that if the Yavam dies, then the Yavam has to wait 90 days from the Misa of the Yavam before she gets married to somebody else. And this Machlokes in the Paiskim, between the Beis Shmuel and the Yeshuas Yaakov, is this Din Negeya Bizman Hazeh, that we're Kaifin ala Chalitza. Bizman Hazeh, we do not give the Yavam an option of Yibum, and therefore the Beis Shmuel says that perhaps this Din is not Negeya Bizman Hazeh, because we do not say that the Yavama is Kreva Lebiya, like Taisus says, because we do not give the Yavam an option of doing Yibam, we force him to do Chalitza. The Yeshuas Yaakov, on the other hand, holds that once there's a din, that after the Misa of the Yavam, she has to wait 90 days, that din will remain, even Bizman Hazeh, that we do not give them an option of Yibum. Akoponim, we see from Taisis that the Zika to the Yavam could possibly require the din of Havchana, and this is what the Gemara meant to ask in the Kasha, that we should require the din of Havchana 90 days from the Chalitza, and it should not be counted from the Mises Habal. However, the Gemara's teretz seems to be difficult to understand. The Gemara says that if by Isser Kares, which is Chomer, we're still matter her to do Yibam after the 3 months, Koshkein were matter her Lashuk, which is only an Isser Lav. What's the comparison? Lagabe the din to the Yavam, Enechanami, if she would be a Moberes, and the child would be a Vlad Shel Kayama, it would turn out that he's over an Isser of Eishes Ach, but after 3 months, we no longer have to be Choshesh that she's a Moberes. When we're talking about her doing Yibam, there obviously the 3 months of Havchana is counted from the Misa Sabal. But when we talk about her getting married to someone else from the Shuk, there the Gemara holds that the Zika to the Yavam also should require Havchana. So Mamela, the Havchana should start from the moment that the Zika was finished, from the Chalitza, not from the Misa Sabal. What's the Gemara's comparison from when she gets married to the Yavam to when she wants to get married to someone from the Shuk? So Tosis over here in Divrei Maschil Maishna, he explains a nupshat in the Shakel V'Tari of the Gemara, and he says that the Gemara means to ask a kasha based on the way the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Ches explains the din of Rav. The Gemara says, why does Rav hold that we count the 3 months from the moment of the Nesina and not from the moment of the Ksiva? Shelo yomru beis noshem bechotzer achas zu asura v'zu muteres. If someone sees that a person is megarish two wives, and after the gerushin, one of the two wives gets married within 3 months, and one waits till after 3 months, people will not understand what is the difference. They will not understand why is there no din havchana on the woman who got married within 3 months. They will not realize that the two gittin were not written at the same time. One of them was written at the time of the nesina, and one of them was written a while before, and therefore their 3 months get counted from different points in time. And therefore the Gemara asked the Kasha that by chalitza as well, if someone sees two women getting chalitza at the same time, one of them remarries within 3 months and one does not, he won't understand what's the difference. He won't realize that one of them had chalitza immediately after the Misa Sabal, and therefore she has to wait 3 months. One of them already a while passed since the Misa Sabal, and therefore she just waits a little longer till the 3 months which were counted from the Misa Sabal are over. And therefore we should make a gzeirah that you should always count 3 months from the moment of the chalitza. So in other words, Taisus is learning the kash of the Gemara, not that the Zika to the Yavam should be Mechayiv Adin HaVavchana. Rather, there should be a Gzeira to always count 3 months from the time of the Chalitza, in order that one not come to be over the Din of HaVavchana and think that a woman could get remarried right away after the Chalitza, just like this other woman that he sees remarrying immediately after the Chalitza, and not realizing that there is a Din to wait 3 months, and that it's counted from the Misa, not from the Chalitza. Now on this, Rava answered the Kal V'chomer that if we're not choshesh for an Isser Kares, we definitely should not be choshesh for an Isser Lav. And Tosis explains the teretz of the Gemara, that even though Enechanami in theory, maybe it would make sense to make such a gzera, that we should always count 3 months from the moment of Chalitza in order that one should not be over the Isser of Havchana. However, it's still we do not make such a gzera, because it would seem to people like a chucha v'tlula, it would seem ridiculous to people that we're matter her to get married to the Yavam after 3 months of the Misa Sabal, and we're not worried about a chash of Isser of Eishes Ach, and yet if she wants to get married to someone from the Shuk after Chalitza, there we say that it's not enough to wait 3 months from the Misa Sabal. People look at a marriage to someone from the Shuk as something which is more kal, and it wouldn't make sense for them that for that we have to wait longer than for her to get married to the Yavam, which people look at as something which is more serious. Now the Rishash over here asks the Kasha on Taisvis, how could the Gemara possibly compare the Gzeira of Rav, who says that you have to always wait 3 months from the Nesina as opposed to the Ksiva, and say that the Rabbanon should also make a Gzeira to always wait 3 months from the Chalitza and not from the Misa Sabal? L'chatchila, one is not allowed to do Chalitza within 3 months. This is something which is Loishchiach, for one to be over the Isser, and therefore the Rabbanon would not make a Gzeira on this, that if one was over the Isser, then he has to wait 3 months from the Chalitza. Milsad loishchicha loigozru rabbanon. Therefore the Rishash says that lulei divrei Taisvis, he could have learned the Gemara's Kasha differently. He says if one takes a look at that Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara does not really say that the Pshat in Rav is the way Taisvis quotes it. Rather the Gemara over there asks as a Kasha on Shmuel, who argues on Rav, that why should we not be choshesh for this Chash, shelo yomru beis noshem mechotzer achas, zu asura v'zu muteres. However, Bedas Rav, the Rishash says, the Pashas would be that Rav holds that the gather of the Din Havchana is one has to wait 3 months from the moment they are mutter to remarry. That's the reason why Rav says it's not enough to wait 3 months from the moment of the Ksiva, rather the moment of the Nesina. And even though we know that there was no Biyah from the Ksiva onward, still when the Chachamim gave the Din of Havchana, the gather that they gave it, is that from the moment that she's mutter to remarry, she has to wait an additional 3 months because of Havchana. And therefore the Gemara asked that here as well, if she wants to get married to someone from the Shuk, she should have to wait 3 months from the moment that she's muteris l'shuk. In other words, that we should count the 3 months from the Chalitza, not from the Misas Habal. Now according to the Rishash as well, the Gemara's kasha was not that there should be a din of Havchana because of the Zika to the Yavam, rather, the din of Havchana of the first husband should not be counted from the moment of his Misa, rather from the moment of Chalitza, because that's when she becomes Mutter L'Shuk, that's when we should start the 3 months of Havchana. On this, the Gemara answers, similar to Tosis, that it would be a Chucha of a Tlula to say that for her to do Yibum, which is something which people look at as a Davar Chomor, for that we count the 3 months from the Misa Sabal, as opposed to getting married L'Shuk, which is something which people look at as a Davar Kal, for that we have to wait 3 months from the moment of Chalitza and not from the Misa Sabal. Now just to get back to the kasha that the Rishash asked on Tosfos, the truth is that the Tosfos HaRosh already touched on this point. He learns the Shakla V'Tayah of the Gemara like Tosfos, and he says that the Gemara is comparing the din of Rav, that we make a gzera to count from the Nesina Saget and not from the Ksiva Saget, and the Gemara held also we should make a gzera to count from the Chalitza, and he says even though the comparison is not such a great comparison, because by get, the gzera does make sense. Sometimes a person gives a get immediately after the ksiva, and it's within 3 months of when he was boil her the last time, and therefore there is a chash of havchana. And if someone sees one wife getting remarried immediately after the nesina saget, and he won't realize that it's already 3 months since the ksiva saget, he'll come to be matter another woman immediately after the get, even though she may have been with her husband up until this point of the nesina saget. However, in our case of Chalitza, since one is not allowed to do Chalitza within 3 months, and even in a case where one was over and one was Chalitz within 3 months, maybe there the Rabbanu would not make a Gzeira. And he says, Mikol Mokom, still nevertheless, the Gemara does compare the two, Mishum She'echmiru Harbei Bahavchana. Since we find many Chumras, Lagabe the Din of Havchana, the Gemara held that we should make this Gzeira, even though it's something which is not Shchiach. Now, Behemshech HaGemara, the Gemara continues that which the Mishnah says, that not only a Yevama, all women have to wait 3 months from when they had a Gerushin or from when the husband died. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the Pshat in that din? And that the Gemara says, either like Rav Nachman or Shmuel says, he learns from the Pasuk that we have to be Mavchin bin Zarei Shal Rishon leZarei Shal Sheni, or like Rava says, a Gzeira Shema Yisa es Basa Chaysay, it's possible to be Iver and Isser Erva, if we do not know if this child is from the first husband or from the second husband. Now the Rishonim over here, the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Rashba and the Ramban, they say, what was the Gemara bothered by Mitchila? The Gemara didn't understand why we have to wait 3 months. Let the Gemara say, because maybe it will turn out that she's a Mu'beres. And like the Gemara says later on, La'isa adam Mu'beres chaveray, there's an Isser for one to marry a Mu'beres who became pregnant from a previous husband. Like the Maskana says, the Gemara in the end says that it's a Sakana, that this Mu'beres will eventually be a Meinekes, and if she gets remarried and she becomes pregnant again, she won't have milk to provide for her child, and it's a Sakana that the child will die. Let the Gemara say the same thing. That is the reason why one has to wait 3 months before she remarries, because maybe it will turn out that she's a Mu'beres, and there's an Isser to marry Mu'beres Shel Chaveroi. And the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, on the side of the Amid, he answers that only when she's a Vadei Mu'beres, there the Chachamim answered. If she's only a Sofik Mu'beres, there the Chacham did not say that she's also to remarry. It's only because of the reason that the Gemara gives, a different reason of Havchana, that we should know if this child is from the first father or from the second father. But mitzad the din of Mu'beres Shel Chaveroi, there they would not have asked her if it's only a Sofik Mu'beres. The Rashba and the Ramban, later on in the Sugya, where the Gemara talks about Mu'beres Shel Chaveroi, they also are bothered by this Kasha. Why did the Gemara not say this earlier? This is the reason that one has to wait 3 months. And they say the same Teretz, that if it's only a Safik Mu'beres, the Chacham did not answer. Now the Noita Behuda in Madura Kama and Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Ches, he discusses our sugyo, he brings this kasha of the Rishonim, and he's very, very bothered by their teretz. He says the Gemara's pshat of Havchana has a lot of kashas on that pshat. The Gemara down the Omer brings a number of problems. First thing we ask from Reb Chananya, who says that this din of Avchana is called Takonas Avlad, not Takonas Ervo. And the according to Rava, it should be called Takonas Ervo. The Gemara B'Hemshech asks more kashas, we should be able to do a bedika. And he says, the Gemara is very dochuk. The Gemara should have answered that the Pshat in the Mishnah, why Shar Noshim have to wait 3 months, is because it might turn out that she's in Moberes, and there's an Isser of marrying Moberes Shochaveroi, and this would be a Raya from the Mishnah, that even a Sofim Moberes also would be Osir. Why didn't the Gemara learn this Pshat in the Mishnah? And therefore he wants to say a different Mahaloch, and it begins by saying that L'chaira, this Kasha is Toloi, in the Machoikas Rishonim, Toysis and the bottom of the Omer, Dibar Maschel, Stam Moberes, brings the machlokes between Rabbeinu Shimshin as Ziknei Shel HaRashba and Rabbeinu Tam about what is the din of a grusha who's a meinekes. Does she also have the din of La Yisa Adam meinekes shachaveiroi? She has to wait 2 years until the child finishes nursing. Rabbeinu Shimshin holds that the din of meinekes shachaveiroi is only by an almana and not by a grusha. Like he explains, because since a grusha does not have a shibud to be meinek the child for her husband, therefore she is allowed to remarry. Rabbeinu Tam argues and he says that even a grusha meinekes is also not allowed to remarry. We'll see more about this machlokes rishonim later on. But Akoponim, the Noda Behuda says that if we're going to want to say the pshat in the Mishnah, why Shar Noshim have to wait 3 months before they remarry, is the pshat because it might end up that she's in Moberes and there's an issur to marry Moberes Shel Chaveroi. The Mishnah says clearly that this din of waiting 3 months applies both by a grusha and by an almana. And if so, according to Reb Shimshon Hazokain, the pshat in the Mishnah cannot be because of Moberes Shel Chaveroi, because that then does not apply by a grusha, only by an almana. According to Rabbeinu Tam, however, who holds that even by a grusha, there is an iser of Moberes and Meinekes Shel Chaveroi, the kasha would remain. Why did the Gemara not answer that the pshat in the Mishnah is because she might be a Moberes, and it's also to marry Moberes Shel Chaveroi? However, the Noda Behuda goes on and says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can answer this kasha. Maskanas Gemara, the Gemara says, why is Moberes Shel Chaveroi Osir? Because Stam Moberes L'Meiniko Kaima, a Moberes will eventually be a Meinekes. And why is a Meinekes Osir? Dilma Iabra Uma Akar Cholbo, and if she becomes a Moberes, that will ruin her Cholov, and the child will not have anything to eat. On that, the Gemara continues, if so, why is this not a problem by every Meinekes, that if she becomes a Moberes, the child will not have anything to eat? And that the Gemara answers, Mimas misalei bebeitzim v'chalov. The husband makes sure to give beitzim and chalov to the child will not go hungry. However, the Gemara says, if this is not his child, it's the child from a previous husband, so the second husband is not going to give beitzim and chalov for this child, and the child will die from hunger. And the Noda Behuda says that according to this, we can answer his kasha, that if the Gemara would not have said that there's a problem of havchana, rather, the Gemara would have said the reason why she has to wait 3 months before remarrying is because it might turn out that she's in Moberes. That alone would not have been a good teretz, because if we would have been matter her to remarry, and then we would have seen that she's in Moberes, we would not have known if she's in Moberes from the first husband or from the second husband. Then when eventually the child is born, and she's a Meinekes, if she'll become pregnant once again, there's no longer a chash that the first child will die from hunger, because the second husband, he knows that this may possibly be his child, it's a suffix, so he will feed the child. Here you would not have the chash that you usually have by Moberes and Meinekes Shel Chaveroi, because it's a suffix, it might be the child of the second husband. Therefore the Gemara had to say a different reason of Havchana, that there's a din to know whether this child is from the first husband or from the second husband. However, the Noda Behuda continues and he says, this also is not a teretz, because not in every case when a woman remarries within 3 months and then becomes pregnant, is it a suffix if this child is from the first husband or from the second husband? It's possible that the child will be hukar ubra soon after the marriage to the second husband and will know definitely that this child is from the first husband and not from the second husband. So still the Gemara could answer, the reason why we have to wait 3 months is because maybe it will turn out that she's a Moberes and there's an Isser of Moberes Shel Chaveroi, and there's a chash that will see that she's a Moberes definitely from the first husband, if it's hukar ubra soon after the second marriage, and in that case, there will be a chash of Moberes and Meinekes Shel Chaveroi, Shemer Ma'akir Chalbo, and the second husband will not provide for the child, because he knows it's not his child, it's the child of the first husband. So the kasha remains, let the Gemara answer, the din of Shalish Chadoshim in the Mishnah is because of Moberes Shel Chaveroi. And finally, the Noda Behuda gives another teretz to the kasha, and he says, that there's a Pasha Teretz, and he says it's even a Kasha on Rishonim, why did they not say this Teretz? The Gemara brought a Braisa that says that the din of Havchana applies also to Ger v'Giyores. They also have to wait 3 months after their Geros to know if this child was from the before the Geros or was from after the Geros. Now here, surely the din of Muberes u'menekas shachaveri will not apply. Here, the husband, the Ger, he knows that it's his child, so regardless of whether this child was from before the Geros or was from after the Geros, either way, if after the child is born, she becomes a Muberes again, the husband will definitely provide from this child because he knows that this child is his. And therefore, the Gemara was muchach to say a different pshat in the Mishnah, that it's because of the din of Havchana, and like the Gemara says, this din of Havchana applies also to Ger and Geres. And the truth is, it seems difficult to understand that, like Nedeb Yehuda points out, why did the Rishonim not say this Teretz? L'chara, this is definitely true that by a Ger and Geiris, this din would not apply. So the Gemara cannot have said that this is the pshat of the din of Havchana in the Mishnah. And in the Avnei Miluim, in Simin Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph, he brings the Nedeb Yehuda and he says that the din of Havchana to be mavchin bein zera shenizra bekedusha lezera shenloy nizra bekedusha, he says that's more chomer, that's more of an important havchana than the din to know whether a child is from the first husband or from the second husband. He brings rayas to this, and he says therefore the Rishonim asked a good kasha: how could the Gemara prove from the Mishnah that there's a din of havchana between the first husband and the second husband? Maybe the plan in the Mishnah is because of the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray, and only by a Ger and Geiris, there is a din of havchana. There it's more important to know the difference between a Zeresh and Nizra Bekedusha to a Zeresh Loi Nizra Bekedusha. That is the kasha that the Rishonim meant to ask, and therefore they had to answer a different pshat. The Gemara held that the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray will not apply if it's only a Safik. Other Achrenim, they want to answer this kasha of the night of Yehuda, that the Rishonim meant to say, why did the Gemara originally not try to give this pshat in the Mishnah? That the reason why you have to wait 3 months is because of the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray. And Einech Hanami, the Gemara could have asked on this from the Braisa of Ger and Geiris. That would prove that there is a reason that she has to wait 3 months because of the din of Havchana. But the Rishonim proof from the fact that the Gemara did not even try to say the pshat in the Mishnah is because Muberes Shel Chaveray. That's a raya that if it's only a Safik Muberes, within 3 months, but we do not know yet that she's a Muberes, that will not ask her to remarry. And there's a nafkamina in this, that if b'dievet she did remarry within 3 months. So we saw earlier on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that the Ramban quotes B'dasa Rambam, that if one is over and marries a woman within 3 months of her previous marriage, so he's also to be with her until the 3 months pass, but he does not have to be Maitzia Beget, he does not have to be Megarisher. Unlike the din of Muberes and Meinekes, there the Gemara says that he has to be Megarasher, and the Rabban explained that the Rambam holds that there's a difference between the din of Havchono and the din of Muberes and Meinekes Shel Chaveray. Muberes and Meinekes Shel Chaveray is a Sakono, there the Chacham were Mechayiv him to be Megarash, not only to separate himself from her. Mashenk in the din of Havchono, which is not a Sakono, there he does not have to be Megarasher. Now if a Sofik Muberes also has the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray, so she gets remarried within 3 months, and she may be a Muberes Shel Chaveray, we should also say that he has to be Megarasher because it's a possible Sakona. And that the Rishonim proof of the fact that the Gemara did not try to say the Pshat in the Mishnah is because of the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray, that's a right that a Safik Muberes would not have the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray. And the only reason why she has to wait 3 months before remarrying is because of the din of Havchana. Therefore, if someone was over and did marry her within 3 months, he's not Mechoyev to be Megarasher, he could just be Parish from her. And the truth is, we could add, there's another Nafkamina. If someone was over the din of Havchana, he remarried her within 3 months, and then she became a Muberes, and the Maaseh said the Safek, is she Muberes from the first husband or from the second husband? According to these Rishonim, who proved that a Safek Muberes does not have the din of Muberes Shel Chaveray, so throughout this period, while she's a Muberes and a Meinekes, who remained mutter to her, the Chacham did not ask her if it's only a Safek. Now, as far as the din of Havchana, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, this is learned from a pasuk, Li yo yislacho le'leikim ulezarecho acharecho, l'havchim ben zari shal rishon lezari shal sheni. Rashi explains the drosha is that the Shechina is not Sheira only on a child who's a Vadai. The pasuk says, ulezarecho acharecho, that's mashma only a zera who's meyuchis after his father. A child who we do not know who the father is does not have Hashuas HaShechina on him. There's a discussion in the Achreinim. Does Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel mean to say that this is a din d'oraisa, or is it only an asmachta ba'alma? The Keren Ora and the Aruch Lener discuss this. The Keren Ora says the pashtus is that it's not a drasha gemura, it's only an asmachta. He quotes the Gemara Daf Kuf Amid Beis, which Tosis over here in Dibur Maschil is Arecha Acharecha, also quotes. The Gemara over there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, Leitinsiv Avodas Kaichovim Veshivcha Delo Yisiaches Zarecha Basra. The Torah is telling us that if a person will marry a Goy or a Shivcha, the Zera will not be Miyuchas Acharov, it won't be Miyuchas after the father, only after the mother. Therefore, one should not marry a Goy or a Shivcha. And the Karanari says that since we have a different drasha from this pasuk, so Pasha says the Gemara over here just means to say it's an Asmachta Ba'almo, it's not a Din Dai Raisa. And then the Karanoira adds that even if there is a din dairaisa that you should know the yichus of the child, still that would not be muchach that the din of havchana of 3 months is a din dairaisa. Because even without waiting the 3 months of havchana, in most cases, we'll be able to know who the father of this child is. And midiraisa, since rave cases, we're not going to get stuck with the suffix, we can rely on that rave and allow her to remarry and not have to worry about maybe there being a child who ends up the suffix. Only in mid cases, like the Karanaira says over there, in a case where it's not hukar ubra at the normal time, only in those cases we're going to get ourselves stuck with the suffix. Midiraisa, you don't have to be chayshish for that, and we would allow her to remarry even without waiting the 3 months of avchana. And therefore, the Karanaira concludes that it's not a drasha gemura, it's only an asmachta. However, the Aruch Laner says b'das Rambam that it is a din dairaisa. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Yud Ches seems to pass like Rav Nachum and Amar Shmuel, not like Rava. When the Rambam says the din of Avchana, he says Kol Isha Shenis Garsha or Shenis Almana Harezu Leitinosev Leitis Aris Adshu Tamtim Tishim Yoim, and he says Kedesha Yodea Im Himu Beres or Yenim Beres LaHavchen Ben Zari Shal Rishon LaZari Shal Sheni. And the Aruch Laner says the Mashmois of the Rambam is that he's passing like Rav Nachum and Amar Shmuel, not like Rava. And he discusses why is it the Rambam did not pass like Rava. The Pashas would be the Maskana is like the Shita of Rava. But Al Kaponim says that the Rambam is also Mashma, that this is a Din Dai Reis, so it's not a Gzira Derabanon. However, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Svar of the Din of Havchana is because of Rava, and according to Rava, it's definitely a Din Derabanon, not Dai Reisa. Now Rava asks on Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel from the Braisa that says, Ger v'giyaris, tzrichin lehamtem gimel chadoshim. And Rava asks, Hocha Maila Havchen Iko, here we definitely know who the father is, why should there be a din of Havchana? Now the Avni Meluim in Simon Yud Gimel Sif Kotan Dalid has an interesting discussion in Er Sugyo. He says, we know the din is that Ger Kotan Matbilin Oisoi Aldas Bezdin. If parents are being Megayer, then they could also be Megayer the child, and it's done Aldas Bezdin, and the Gemara over there explains in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph that it works with the din of Zochin la'odam shloi befonov, it's considered a schus for the child to have geiros, and therefore even though he has no das, he's still a katon, Bezdin could do the geiros for him with the parsha of Zchiyah. However, the Gemara says, Igdilu yecholim limchois. Once they become gedolim, the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, then if they want, they could be meiche and say that they're not happy with this geiros, and the geiros is batal. That's when the geiros is done with a child who's a katon. What about if the geiros of a mother is done while she's a milberes? What is the status of the child? So the Gemara later on, Adaf Ein Ches Amar Aleph says, Omar Rova, Nochris milberes shenis geiro, beno ein tzarach tfilo. The child does not need a separate tfilo. The tfilo that's done to the mother while she's a milberes works as a geiros for the child as well. Now the sugi over there, Adaf Ein Ches, is talking about the machlekes, whether uber yerech imoy or uber lav yerech imoy. A fetus in the mother's womb, is that considered a yerech? In other words, it's like a limb of the mother. It's not its own entity, it's a chelik of the mother. Or uber lav yerech imay, it's not like a limb of the mother, it's its own entity. This is negay a number of shaylois lahalocha. The Gemara of there wants to say that lagav the din of nochris muberes shenis gaira. So bishlma, if you hold uber yerech imay, we understand why the child does not need another geiros when it's born. Because at the time the mother was misgayer, the uber at that moment was a chelik of the mother, it was like a limb of the mother, and therefore it also was included in the geirus of the mother, it does not need its own geirus. However, the Gemara says, if you hold uber lav yerech imay, how is there a geirus on this uber? And that the Gemara says that the tefillah of the mother counts for the uber as well, which kipshutai means that at the same time the mother is having a tefillah's geirus, and the uber is also having a tefillah's geirus. And even though the Gemara says, L'chayr, the mother should be a chatzitza, there's a division between the ubar and the water of the mikvah, how's that a good tefillah's geirus? On that, the Gemara says, Hainu Rabisei, Since the normal development of the uber is inside the mother's womb, so the mother is not considered a chatzitza for the uber. And based on this, the Avraham Miluim says, what is the status of this child when they become a gadol? Are they able to be meiche on the geirus or not? And he says that if you hold uber yerech imay, so there was no separate geirus on the uber was a chelik of the mother at the time of the mother's geirus, and surely the din would be that hegdilu, they cannot be meiche, because there was never a geirus done to the child, it was a chelik of the mother at the time of the geirus. If ever you hold uber lav yerech imay, then Kepshuta the Gemara means to say that there are two geirus going on at the same moment, the geirus of the mother and the geirus of the uber. Then we would apply the klal of Igdilu Yichaylim Limchais when they become a gadol, they're able to be meiche. And therefore the Avim Lum asks the Kashra on Ersugya, what does the Gemara mean to say, Hocha Maila Havchin Iko? Kepshuta the Gemara meant to ask, why do we have to know whether this child was before the geirus or after the geirus? There's definitely a nafkamina. If you hold that uber lav yerech imay, then we have to know, is this child able to be meiche when they become a gadol or not? If the child was conceived after the geirus, then he's like a regular Yisrael, he's not like a ger, he was born from Jewish parents. If, however, he was conceived before the geirus, so he does have a status of a ger, and if you hold uber lav yerech imay, the geirus that he went through was its own geirus, it was not a geirus as part of the mother's geirus, then the ger, he would be able to be meiche when he becomes a gadol. So we have to know whether this child was conceived before the geirus or after the geirus. This is the Avraham Miluim's kasha. And he answers that Rava himself definitely holds uber yerech imay. And even though the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Ches tries to make the words of Rava fit whether uber yerech imay or uber lav yerech imay, Tosis over there already points out that Rava himself definitely holds uber yerech imay. The Gemara was trying to make his din fit even if you would theoretically hold uber lav yerech imay. But Al-Kaparim, since Rava himself does hold uber yerech imay, therefore the Avraham Miluim says Rava in Erev Sugya does have a good kasha. Hocha Maila Havchin Iko, why do we have to know if this child was conceived before the geirus or not? Either way, Higdilu ein yichayil nimchais, they're not able to be meicha, because since uber yerech imay, the uber did not have its own geirus, it was part of the mother's geirus, so there's no option of the child rejecting the geirus when they become a gadol. Now as far as this assumption of the Avraham Miluim, that if you hold uber lav yerech imay, then like the Gemara says, it's a separate geirus on the uber, then the din will be that when the child becomes a gadol, they will be able to reject the geirus. The truth is, this is not poshut. A number of achrayim discussed this, the Chazanish and Evan Ezer, Simen Dalet, Sifkot Antes, in the Chedusha Yerav Shmuel, in Ksubis, Simen Yer Aleph, they bring a Teferis Lemoshe, in Yeredeya Simen Reish Samaches, who says that even though the Gemara says, the way the geirus works on the uber is because it's having its own geirus and there's no chatzitza because haynu rabisei, still it does not mean to say that higdilu yichaylen limchais. And the achrayim explain that even though the tefillah of the uber is a separate tefillah, but the regular klal that we say that in order to be megayir rakatan, we have to come onto the klal of zchiyah, that geirus is a zchiyah and zachin la'adam shaloi befanov, and that is why that when they become a gadol, if they say that it's not a zchiyah for them, they could reject the geirus. The Achrayim explained that legabe this din of das, that one needs das for the geirus, that's why we have to come out to schia, that we do not need for an uber. Even though as far as the tvila is concerned, it's considered a separate tvila, but as far as the das is concerned, even if uber lav yerech imay, but the das of the mother does have consequences for the vlad as well, and therefore we do not have to come on to zechia. It's considered that there is das right now for this geirus, and therefore, when the child becomes a gadol, they're not able to be meiche. So this is a machlokes ha'poskim, which is negei l'maisa. The Pischei Tshuva on Yeredeya, Simen Reish Samaches, Sifkot and Ches, quotes this Teferis L'Moshe, that even though uber lav yerech imay, but meuberes shenizgayro, the vlad will not be able to be meiche when they become a gadol. However, like we saw, the way the Avnei Miluim asks the Kasha in Er Sugya, we see that he holds now like this, that if uber lav yerech imay, the vlad will be able to be meiche when they become a gadol. Now move on. Rava says the reason why there's a din of shlisha chadoshim is a din drabbanon. The rabbanon made a gzera of havchano shema yises achoisei me'aviv or shema yabim eishes achiv me'imay. He might come to be over an iser erva. He might end up marrying a sister from his father, or he might end up doing yibum on eishes achiv me'imay, or he might yes imay l'shuk, and also he may pater yivim tay l'shuk. Like Rashi explains all of these chashis. On that, the Gemara asks, and that which Reb Chananya said, Bekulon ani kare behen mishum takonas erva, bekan mishum takonas vlad. Here the takana the rabbanon of havchana is not because of erva, rather it's because of takonas havlad. And according to Rava, that's also a chash of erva. Now the Gemara says einechanami mishum takonas havlad means the loyli pogo behu erva, that we do not come into a chash of erva for the vlad. Now in the Sefer Asfin de Reisa from Rav Yosef Engel in Klal Ches, he has an interesting discussion about the Isser of Yevamo Lushuk. The Isser for Yevamo to get married to someone else before she had Yibam or Chalitza, it's a lav in the Torah. Is that begeder an Isser Erva? Is it included in the list of women that are also to him and are called Arayis? This is also one of the Arayis. Or is it a separate lav and not included in the dinim of Arayis? But Derech Klal, the Arayis are Nisser Koreis. Here it's only a lav, so does that prove that it's not included in the Isser Arayis? Or perhaps even though it's only a lav, still it is considered an erva. And there are a few possible nafkaminas for this. Firstly, we know the klal of Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pochos Mishnayim. Any shayla about a din of an erva, one needs two edim, one ed is not enough, we do not apply the regular klal of Eid Echo Neman B'Yisurin. So what about the din of Yevama Lashuk? Would we need two edim, or is one ed enough? For example, if a person died without children, and he left over a brother, now one aid comes and says, this brother who was left has died. If we'll consider the lav of Yevama Lashuk an erva, so we'll need two aid, then one aid won't be enough. If, however, it's not included in the dinim of Arayis, one aid will be enough. A second afkamina that he says, the Asfin d'Arayisa, is legabe the din of Yarik v'al Yavar. All of the Arayis have a din that one has to give up his life and not be over. So what about the din of Shemeres Yavam? If someone is going to force her to live with someone else before she had Yibam or Chalitza, does she have to give up her life for it? If it's included in the dinim of Arayis, there would be a din of Yarik v'al Yavar. And the Asfin d'Arayisa wants to bring a ray to this shayla from Er Sugya, because Rav Chananya said that the din of Havchono is not mishum takonas erva, rather it's mishum takonas havlad, like the Gemara explains that the vlad should not come liday in iser erva. And the Asfin d'Arayisa asks that one of the chshoshos, one of the possible problems that could be if one does not wait the 3 months of Havchono, is that he might be moitzias imoy l'shuk, meaning if they do not wait the period of Havchono, and she becomes a moberes, and we think that this child is born from the second husband, and meanwhile the second husband does not have any other children, and then he dies, and the truth is really this child, who is a suffix, really he was from the first husband, not from the second husband. So the second husband who died without children, his wife really has to do yibum. But since we think that the second husband does have a child, we'll be matter this woman Lashuk. And on this, the Asfin d'Arayisa points out, if the Isser of Yevama Lashuk is part of the Parsha of Arayis, then why does the Gemara say that the only chshash is because of the Vlad? Like the Gemara says that there's a chshash Arayis for the Vlad, there is a chshash of Arayis even without the Vlad on this woman herself. This woman who we're saying that she has to have a din of Havchana, we're asking her to marry someone else until after 3 months, on her herself, we could say that if she's not makbid on this din of Havchana, she may come to an Isra of Arayis, the Isra of Yevama Lashuk. From here, the Asfin d'Arayisa proves that Yevama Lashuk is not part of the Parsha of Arayis, and therefore Rav Chananya said that the din of Havchana is not Mishum Takonas Erva, rather it's Mishum Takonas Vlad. However, it would seem that we could bring Araya and Arsugya the other way around, that Yevama Lashuk is called an Isser, which is an Isser Erva. Tosis over here on Diva Maschal Bekulon, he explains that which Rav Chananya says, Bekulon ani kare behem mishum takonas erva, vekan mishum takonas vlad. What does it mean, Bekulon? Tosis explains it means the din of Havchana by a Yevama, Bekulon, all types of Yevamas, like Tosis says, bein arusois, bein nesuois, bein lehisyabim, bein lehinasi lashuk, the din that a Yevama always has to wait 3 months before she remarries, whether she was an arusa or a nesua in the first marriage, whether she wants to do yibam or she wants to get married lihinosi l'shuk after having chalitza, she always has to wait 3 months. That Rav Chananya says is mishum takonas erva, as opposed to a regular woman, not a situation of yibam. There, after her husband dies, she has to wait 3 months. That's not mishum takonas erva. That's mishum takonas vlad. Now Tosfos says clearly bein liyabim bein lihinosi l'shuk. That which Rav Chananya says that it's mishum takonas erva is whether this yivama wants to have yibam or after she had chalitza, whether she wants to be linasi l'shuk, that's always called mishum takonas erva. And the Marshal on Rashi over here, Dibur Maschal Bekulon, he says that Rashi also means to say like Tosfos. Rashi, when he says kol noshem she'osru chacham lihinasi oilis yabim, the Marshal understands that Rashi means to say lihinasi after chalitza or lihisyabim. In both of these cases, the din havchana is mishum takonas erva. Now, in the back of the Gemara in Hagoyis Reb Simcha Midesvi, he asks on this, the Bishlama, we understand that lihisyabim, that's called mishum takonas erva, because if you not wait the 3 months of havchana, and it would turn out that she's in Moberes, the oven would be over the Isser erva of Eishas Ach. However, lihinose lishuk, why is that called mishum takonas erva? And he says, the Bishlama, if you hold like Reish Lakish, who says that a chalitza to a Moberes is not a good chalitza, so if she's going to remarry within 3 months, it may turn out that she's a Moberes, and the child may be a Vlad Lavshel Kayama, so it turns out that she will need Yibamor Chalitza. The original Chalitza was not good because at that time she was a Moberes, so she's going to be over the Isra of Yivam Elishuk. However, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chalitza as Moberes is a good Chalitza, what could be the possible problem of getting remarried before 3 months if Chalitza was done already? So he says, the chash will be that maybe it will turn out that she wasn't Moberes, and the Vlad will be a Vlad Shel Kayama, and the din is that the Vlad is not poiter at sheyetzi la'avir ha'olam. Until the child is actually born, she's not muteres l'shuk. So for that reason, she has to wait the 3 months of Avchana to make sure that she's not a Meuberes. If she is a Meuberes, she may end up being over the Isser of Yavama l'shuk. Al Kapanim, you see from Taisvis that the din Avchana over here, which the Gemara is calling Mishum Takonas Erva, Taisvis says it's Bein Li'isyabim, Bein Li'inosei l'shuk, both of those are called Takonas Erva. Whether she's going to be over the Isser of Eishas Ach, if she's Miyabim when she didn't have to, or if she's going to be Nisis L'shuk before she has a Heter L'shuk, both of those the Gemara is calling Takonas Erva. This would seem to be a Raya, the opposite, and not like the Asfin Dereisa, rather that the Isser of Yivam L'shuk is called an Isser of Erva. And in that Haggah from Reb Simcha Midesvi, he points this out. He says that even though we're calling the Isser of Yivam L'shuk a Takonas Erva, and it's only a Lav, we do find other places that something which is only a lav also could be called a shame erva, and here as well, it's muchach that Yivam L'shuk would be called an Isser erva. Now move on to the bottom of the Omer. Gemara brings the braisa of Muberes Chaveroi and Meinekes Chaveroi. We discussed this earlier on Daf Lamed Vav on the Beis. There was Machlokes Tanoim over there. Remeir holds that if one marries Muberes Chaveroi or Meinekes Chaveroi, Yoitzi v'lo yachzer elomis, the Chacham gave a knas that he can never take her back. And the Chacham of their arguing their mayor, they say, Yoitzi, ulekashiyagiyaz manei likoneis yikoneis. He has to be perished from her, and when the time comes, then he can take her back. And Rav over there explains that even according to the Chachamim, he has to be meitzi beget, it's not enough just to be perish, he has to be megarish her. And after she's no longer a meinekes, which is 24 months, then he can take her back. The Gemara says that even if she's an eishes kain, also, one has to be megarish his wife, and even though he will not have an option to take her back, still, there's no heter not to be megarisher. Now what is the reason, what is the din of Muberes Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri? The Gemara over there has a few havaminos, why Muberes is osur. First the Gemara says, Shema Tase Ubra Sandal. Then the Gemara says, Oymishum Dachasa, that I'll squash the Uber during Tashmish. And that the Gemara says, that definitely he'll be chayis, he'll be careful not to. Like Rashi says, She'in Adam Miskaven Laharig Nefesh, even if it's not his child, he definitely will be careful not to kill the Uber. And then the Gemara says, El Stam Muberes Lemeiniko Kaimo. The reason why Muberes is also to get remarried is because eventually she'll be a Meinekes. And a Meinekes, the Gemara says, is also because maybe she'll become pregnant again from the second husband, Uma'aker Chalbo. Her milk will become inedible, and the child will die, since the husband, the second husband, who this is not his child, will not make sure to feed the baby from the first husband. Now the Rambam, when he brings this din, has a few interesting points. The Rambam is in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chof Hei. He says, V'chein gozru chachamim shlo yisa adam muberes chaveroi u'meinekes chaveroi. V'af b'shazera yedua l'mi hu, even if there's no issue of knowing whether this Uber is from the first husband or the second husband, even if they waited 3 months, so we know definitely this Uber is from the first husband, still one cannot marry muberes shlo chaveroi. And the Rambam says, why? Muberes shema yazik havlad b'shas tashmish she'enei makbid al ben chaveroi. The reason why the Rambam gives why Muberes is osur to remarry is because of Dachasa, what the Gemara had a Havmina to say. The Rambam paskens that the Maskono, that he won't be careful not to be Mazik the Vlad B'Shas Tashmish. And for Meinekes, that the Rambam says, like the Gemara says the Maskono, Shema Yis Akar HaCholov, V'hu Einei Makbid L'Ra'apois HaCholov B'Dvarim HaMa'ilim L'Cholov L'Kashi Yis Akar. This reason of the Cholov getting ruined, the Rambam brings only by Meinekes, not by Muberes. There's also an interesting point that the Rambam seems to say different than Rashi. The Gemara says that if it would be his own child, he would be memas misalei bebeitzin v'cholov. Here it's not his own child, he's not going to do so. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says, if the child has no milk to eat because the milk of the mother is ruined, so the father will make sure to give beitzim v'chalav to the child to eat. But if it's not his child, he won't give the beitzim v'chalav to the child. The Rambam seems to have a little different pshat in what it means, mimas pesaleid beitzim v'chalav. The lashon of the Rambam is, hu'enei makbid l'rapais ha'chalav b'dvarim ha'ma'ilim l'chalav. It sounds like the Rambam understood that mimas pesaleid beitzim v'chalav means that he'll give the mother to eat beitzim v'chalav, and that will improve the quality of the milk. So if it was his own child, he would do so. He would give the mother beitzim v'chalav. Since this is not his own child, he's not going to do so. He's not going to be mirape the chalav, and then the child will not have what to eat. But the main point, which is discussed in the Rambam by the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, and others, the Rambam seems to not pass like the Maskonas HaGemara, that Muberes Chaveri is because Tam Muberes L'mayniko Kaimo. Rather, the Rambam paskins what the Gemara seems to have been Doiche, the Pshat that the Gemara said originally, Mishum Dachasa, that the Uber will be squashed B'Shas Tashmish. And they ask, why did the Rambam not pass like the Maskon of the Gemara? The Gemara did not like this Pshat because the Gemara said that even on someone else's child, he'll be Chayis. And the truth is, we could point out that Rashi says that he'll be chayis even on someone else's child. The lashon of Rashi is she'ino adam miskaven laharig hanefesh. A person is not willingly going to kill a uber even if it's not his own child. The lashon of the Rambam is shema yazik havlad b'shas tashmish. Perhaps we could be medayik that the chashash is not that the vlad will die, but the vlad will be injured b'shas tashmish. And maybe that the Rambam said in order to take care of this problem, that a person surely will not kill a uber intentionally even if it's not his child. But the Iker problem still remains. The Rambam does not say like the Maskona say Gemara. Why does the Rambam not pass in the way the Gemara says the Maskona? So the Kesef Mishnah, at first he brings B'Shem the Maharik to answer this Kasha, that the Rambam did not say the reason that the Gemara gives, that Meuberes Soifei L'Meinika Kaima. He says because that reason does not always apply. For example, a woman who physically is unable to nurse her child, she l'chair does not have the din of Meinekes Shel Chaveiroi. And for that, the Rambam had to say that still, Meuberes Shel Chaveiroi will be Aser because of this reason of Dachasa, even though the reason of Seifei L'Meinika Kaima does not apply. However, the Kesef Mishnah is not happy with that. He said still, the Rambam should have said the reason that the Gemara brings, not the reason that's Nidche in the Gemara. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam had a different Girsa. He was not Geris Elo in the Gemara, and the Gemara was never Chayzer from the reason of Dachasa. And even though the Gemara asked, Tochanami Chayesi Luya, really the Gemara could have answered that a person will not be as careful with someone else's child as he is with his own child. But the Gemara says a different teretz, that soifi l'meiniko kaimo, meaning even if he will be chayis on someone else's child, there's a different reason of soifi l'meiniko kaimo. The Gemara had to say this reason anyhow to explain why meineka shachaveri is osir. So the Gemara used that also for meubera shachaveri. But really, the Rambam still holds that the ikar reason is mishum dachaso, and therefore the Rambam quoted that reason, shamayazik havlad b'shas tashmish. Now we mentioned before, there's a very important machlokes rishonim in this sugya, as far as the din of Meuberes Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri. Tosis over here quotes b'shem Reb Shimshon Ziknoi Shel Rashba, that the din of Meinekes Shel Chaveri is only by a Meinekes Almano, not by a Meinekes who is a Grusha. And he explains, because since the din is that a Grusha is not Meshubid to nurse her child, even though the Mishnah over there says that one of the malachas that a woman is Meshubid to do for her husband is to nurse the child. However, the Gemara says, Nisgarsha ain't kaifin. Once she's Nisgar, she's not mechuyif to nurse the child. The Gemara over there continues, Vim hoya makira, if the infant recognizes the mother and is not willing to nurse from anyone else other than the mother, then noisin la schara v'kaifa u'minikasai. Then she does have to nurse the child, because if not, then it's a sakana. However, the din is noisin la schara, the husband has to pay her, because really it's his chiyuv to make sure the child has what to eat, so he has to pay his previous wife to nurse the child. And therefore, Rabbeinu Shimshon holds that by Nisgarsha, there we don't say this gzeira dilma yi'abra u'ma'aker chalba, maybe if she remarries, she'll get pregnant and her milk will get ruined, since the shibud is not on her. Rather, the husband, the previous husband, is the one who has to make sure the child has what to eat, so even if she's a meinekes, it's mutter for her to remarry right away. Rabbeinu Tam, however, argues, he brings a raya, that even by a grusha, the din is also that she has to wait. He says, because the Gemara, when the Gemara was explaining why Moberes is also for her to remarry. At first, the Gemara explains, Shematasa Ubro Sandal. Later on, the Gemara said a different reason, Mishum Dachasa. Those reasons, Rabbeinu Tam says, are surely Negea, both by an Amana and by a grusha equally. And therefore, eventually, when the Gemara says a different reason, that stam bo beres l'meinekes kaimo, the din would stay the same, that it's both by almana and by a grusha. The Gemara's mashmah that we are only chayzer from the reason, but the din would not change. According to Rabbeinu Shimshin, once we say muberes l'meinekes kaimo, and meinekes, the Gemara says the reason is because the child will have nothing to eat, at that point already, the din would is only true by almana, not by a grusha. It's not mashmah like that, Rabbeinu Tam says. The Gemara is not mashmah that we change from the din, only from the reasoning. Now, if we look at the words of Rabbeinu Shimshin, the lashon is grusha meinekes muteres linosei. Rabbeinu Shimshin spoke about a grusha who's a meinekes. He did not say mefurish about the grusha who's a muberes. The Rosh, however, over here in Simon Chavov, when he quotes Rabbeinu Shimshin, he does say that both a muberes and a meinekes, if she's a grusha and not an almana, there the din is that she does not have to wait. And the Neidah Behuda, in the same simon that we mentioned earlier, he has an arichos about this machlokes, Rabbeinu Shimshin and Rabbeinu Tam, and he wants to be mechadish that even Rabbeinu Shimshin only said his din by a grusha meinekes, not by a grusha muberes. And even though in Svara there should be no chilek, he says, if the whole reason why muberes is also to remarry is because muberes l'meinekes kaimo, and even a meinekes is only also by an almana, not by a grusha, then the chare of the din should be poshut also, that a muberes who's a grusha also should be able to remarry. Still, he says, there is a svara to be mechalik, and that is, since the Rabbanan made their gzera both by meuberes chaveroi and meinekes chaveroi, so bishlama by meinekes shal chaveroi, the Neid of Yehuda explains that only one who's an almana would be called meinekes shal chaveroi, as opposed to a grusha, she would not be called meinekes chaveroi. Since the din is that the wife has no shivud bechlal to be meinek the child, so if on her own she decides she does want to nurse the child, she's not going to be called meinekes chaveroi, because she's not being meinik on behalf of the husband, she has no shibud to the husband, she would be called meinekes shel havlad. On her own, she's deciding to be meinik the child as a favor for the vlad, but not as a favor for the husband. And therefore, Chazal only made their takana by meinekes chaveroi, which will be by an almana and not by a grusha. However, when it comes to muberes chaveroi, there the Neidah Behuda says that both an almana and a grusha are equally called muberes chaveroi. Since she became a muberes through the original husband, so that's called Muberes Chaveroi, and Chazal made a takana by all Muberes Shel Chaveroi that she's also to remarry. So even though in Svara really there should be a difference whether she's a Grusha or an Almana, by a Grusha there's really no reason to make the Gzera, since the first husband is the one who has the Achrayas to make sure the child is fed, still once Chazal made the takana of Muberes Chaveroi, and it could be confused between a Grusha and Almana, because like we said, both of them are equally called Muberes Chaveroi, so they made a begeder loy plug. They said, all muberes shel chaveri, the din is that she's also to remarry. As opposed to meinekes chaveri, like we explained, there no one will confuse between a grusha and almana, because a grusha is bechlal not referred to as meinekes chaveri. This is the chiddush of the Neid of Yehuda, bedas Rabbeinu Shimshin. The actual shaila that the Neid of Yehuda is talking about is a case about a woman who got married, and it was found out afterwards that she was a muberes through znus. She's getting married for the first time, and the husband did not know that at the time they got married, she was actually already a meuberes through a maiseh znus. And the shaila that the husband wanted to know is if whether he's mechuyev to be megarish her because of the din of meuberes shel chaveroi. And at first, the Neid of Yehuda wants to say that this should be totally in the machlokes between Rabbeinu Shimshin and Rabbeinu Tam. Because a zoinim meuberes, the chayr should be the same as a grusha meuberes. Both of them, they are pregnant with a child, but there's no shiba to the husband for her to be meaning the child. The husband is the one who has the achrayas to feed the child. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Shimshin, just like by a grusha, there's no din that she has to wait, so too by a zoinu l'chair also she does not have to wait. However, the Neid of Yehuda is mechadish, like we said, that Rabbeinu Shimshin only said his din by a grusha meinekes, not by a grusha meuberes. Since a grusha meuberes is also called muberes shel chaveroi, and the Chazal made their takana by all muberes chaveroi, so too a zoinu meuberes also, since she's also called muberes chaveroi, there also the din would be that she's also to her husband. Now the Rashban Ksubis, Daf Samach, he quotes this Machlokes Rabbeinu Shimshin and Rabbeinu Tam, and he explains Rabbeinu Shimshin a little bit more. He says, if she'll become a Moberes, and her Cholev will be ruined, so just like the Gemara says over here by us, that when it's a person's own child, Memaspesei B'Cholev U'Beitzim, he'll make sure the child has what to eat, so too over here by a Grusha, the first husband, he'll make sure that the child has what to eat, so we do not have to worry about her becoming a meuberes and her chalav getting ruined. Only by an almana, where there is no first husband to take care of the child, like the Gemara says that she's going to be embarrassed to go be toiveya, the yorshim, and bezdin, to give food for the child, there the din is that she's not allowed to remarry. And he explains, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? The Rashba says that Rabbeinu Tam holds that even by nizgarsha, even though there is a husband around, but she's going to be embarrassed to go be taveya from the husband to feed the child, and the child will be left unfed. Once her milk gets ruined, the child is not going to have what to eat. The Rashba goes on to bring rayas like Rabbeinu Tam. He brings the Shultis, the Rabbi Choy, that Taisus by us also brings, and other rayas. And it's mashma that he passes like Rabbeinu Tam. However, then the Rashba goes on and says a chiddush. He says, "Umiu dafka shehni kasa ikaidem shenizgarsha ad shehikira." That which we say that even a grusha cannot remarry according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's only if she already started to be manic the child, to the point that the child recognizes her and the child is not willing to nurse from someone else. However, if she has not yet started to be manic, or the child has not yet recognized her, then over there, if she wants, she does not have to be manic the child at all. Even if the husband wants to pay her, she's not forced to nurse the child. Like we mentioned before from the Gemara in Ksubis, that if the child does not recognize her, she's not mechuyev bechlal to be manic the child. If the child recognizes her and is not willing to nurse from someone else, then she does have to be manic, but the husband has to pay her for her services. The Rashba seems to be saying that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only if the din is that she has to be manic the child, because the child recognizes her already, then Rabbeinu Tam says that she's not allowed to remarry. But if the child has not yet recognized her, then even according to Rabbeinu Tam, she's allowed to remarry because she does not have to nurse the child if she doesn't want to. Now, l'chaira, this seems to be difficult to understand, because Rabbeinu Tam, that's brought in Eretz Yisrael, he proved, not like Rabbeinu Shemshin, because the Gemara originally said that a Moberes cannot marry for other reasons, and those reasons Rabbeinu Tam says are true both by a Grusha and by a Almana. Therefore, even the Maskana, that the reason the Moberes cannot remarry is because L'meinekes Kaima, the Mashmois is that this is true both by an Almana and by a Grusha. Now, according to the way the Rashba understands B'das Rabbeinu Tam, by Moberes, who definitely has not started nursing the child, that should be the same as a Meinekes, where the child has not yet recognized the mother. There doesn't should be that Rabbeinu Tam is maskim, that she's able to remarry because she has no Sheba to nurse the child. And according to this, it would come out exactly the opposite of the way the Noidi Behuda understood. The Noidi Behuda said that the Homa Chalikas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shimshin is only by Meinekes, not by Moberes, because by Moberes, Rabbeinu Shimshin is maskim, that even a Grusha cannot remarry. According to what we're saying now, even Rabbeinu Tam is maskim by a Moberes that she could remarry. Because a Moberes is like a Meinekes before the child is makir, the mother, where there is no din havchana. This would seem to be the pashtus that according to the Rashba, a Moberes, who's a Grusha, does not have the din of havchana. However, if we take a look at the Magen Mishnah, this is on the Rambam in Hilchos Girushin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chof Hei, he quotes this Rashba, and the Lecha Mishnah understands, Bedas the Magen Mishnah, that the Rashba is only saying his din by a Meinekes, not by a Moberes. By a Moberes, even a Grusha will have the din of Havchana. And Rabbi Kveger over there on the side of the Rambam, he asks this Kasha, that according to the way the Rashba says, B'das Rabbeinu Tam, that a Meinekes before the child is Makir the mother, there's no din of Havchana, so then Moberes should also never have a din of Havchana, because Moberes is always like before the child is Makir the mother. And Rabbi Kveger leaves off, B'tzarech Ian.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.